This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you are with me. Always happy to have you. And we are now part of Genesis Communications Network, so I don't know where you're located if you're listening to the program and it's new to you. So hopefully you'll give us a call or go to kjradio.com, send us a note, and let us know what market you're listening to us, what time, etc., because we'd love to know. If you do want to call in, you can reach us at 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. Write that down, because you're going to need it, you're going to want it, and I will give you a piece of advice. I'm going to tell you up front. So a lot of people, they're out there, they're listening, and they go, I'm going to jot that number down, 844-551-8255, and they do that. And then they say, I'm just so enjoying listening to Kevin, I don't want to call. That, not good. Call. We want to hear from you. If you get the don't get through this show, leave a message. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us, what's on your mind, what you want us to talk about. You can proselytize, you can preach, you can do whatever. It's your venue. And I promise you, I'm not going to listen to your message and go, check out this person. I'm going to play it, and if it's directed at me and you want an answer, I'm going to give it to you. If you just say, Kevin, here's my thing, I'll play it, and I'll leave it at that. And there you go. So, occasionally, if you're wanting to be on the show, I will put you on this show and we will battle it out. And sometimes it's because you agree. You may very well, Kevin, man, I love your show. You're awesome. Okay. I'll put you on the show so you can let everybody hear that I'm so awesome. It's up to you. But we'd love to hear from you. Anyway, lots going on. Obama says his presidential library will be a hub for the community. That's going to be the hubbub. A hub for the community. I guess he's putting it, where's he putting it? In Hawaii, Chicago, Kenya? Where's he going to put this thing? Let me tell you something. There's an old saying, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Do you really believe that black folks are going to be going to the Barack Obama library to go sit around? Black people don't go to the libraries that are in their communities right now. No lie. There are two libraries within, one of them is literally within a mile of me. The other one is within 2.5 miles. And the one that's within 2.5 miles is the big, redone library. They hold concerts in there and stuff. And I'll admit, I go to the big library. I take my son, he goes and he checks out books and blah, blah, blah. And they're always late. I'll admit, I get them back late. Pay the fee, but we go there, and he every now and then play video games, run around. This place is huge, and they have concerts there. They have lectures there. They have all kinds of stuff. They have authors come in, etc. But you know what the library mostly is, especially in the winter? It is a haven for the homeless. If you come in the back side of that library, I don't know what street it's on. Main Street, it's on Olive. You go in the back side. And I'm not kidding you. Homeless people camped out, waiting to get in. They get inside, and it's warm, and they sit there. And to tell you that it is a funk fest, I'm not talking about George Clinton and Parliament and the Funkadelics. I'm talking about body odor. To get through that, you better have a gas mask on. It is horrible. And they immediately go up. They get comfortable. They know the best chairs. They know the best locations to sleep. They have these little, I don't know what you call them, these funky little things where you can go up and read and stuff. I'm telling you. And look, and I'm not mad at these folks for doing that. Getting out of the cold, and it's a public building. Do your thing. But that's who you mostly see. I'll put it to you this way, to give you raw numbers. There are more homeless people in the library than there are patrons on practically any winter day. I don't know how it is in the summer. Because it's not to say I haven't been. I've been there. I just haven't been as observant because I'm there to turn in the books or do whatever. But it's a beautiful library. You go to the other library that's within a mile of me. It's right by the freeway. And, I mean, it's a pretty nice building, and it happens to be the place where I vote. I've never been to that library to read a book. Now, that's not to say, you know, as I said earlier, black people, you know, ain't there to read. You go in that library, when I went one time, thinking it was time, the day to vote, I was a week early, and I went up and looked in, and people were using it. And I'm appreciative of that. But here's my point. For Barack Obama to say his library is going to be some community hub, I tell you what, why don't you just make it a mosque and just save us the time? Because that's what it'll be. It'll be a dedication to Islam. Can you imagine what's going to be inside of that library? Seriously. It's going to have an LGBTQ section. It's going to have a huge black history section, as if Obama gives a crap about black history. It's going to have a section dedicated to Muhammad. And then he's going to have this fake little Christian section to pretend that he gives a crap about God and Jesus, right? Think about what it is. What is it going to be? They're going to have a basketball court? Will it have one of those little automated golf things? I love those games. If you go to, like, Golf Galaxy, I don't know if that still exists anymore, Golf Smith, or one of these big, super Dick's Sporting Goods, they have the golf simulation. You can bet it'll have a room with that, and it'll have all of Obama's golf. You can go in there and watch all the rounds of golf that he's played in his career. By the way, pack a lunch, okay, because it'll take you a while. I'm just saying, what's it going to have? An area dedicated to the First Lady and her nutrition program. What was her program called? Get Fit, or Start to Dance, or whatever, or Twerk a Lot. I don't know what they called it, but it'll have that. It'll have an area dedicated to Jay-Z and B. And Oprah, of course, because Oprah got him elected. Yeah, but Oprah be little because, you know, Michelle ain't going to have another woman doing too much. And, of course, we got to have a section for Reggie Love. Reggie Love and Barack would walk along the beach and, you know, and hold hands and you know, they talk about man love stuff. I don't know what they did, but that he was his traveling companion and confidant. And I'm using my finger quotes. So what is this library going to consist of? You know, by the way, the fiction section will have all of the accomplishments of Barack Obama. But if you go there and pull out a book, it will be empty pages. You know how they have those fake books set up in those houses when they're just staging a house? That's what that section will be built on, because he's accomplished nothing. Now, it'll have the ego section that has all these books written about Barack Obama. He was so great. He's black. He's amazing. Did I mention he's black? Hey, more on Barack Obama. Folks, check it out. He's black. And then I have that section. So what else? I tell you what, you tell me, what do you think is going to be in the Barack Obama books library? I'm just curious. I'd love to get your take on it. You can call 844-551-8255, and I'll play what you put on there. Yeah, tell me what book you would put. Hey, that's would be the thing. What book would you put in the Barack Obama library? We'll be right back, folks. Keep it here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. A private citizen is what I call myself. I'm like Barack Obama. I'm now a private citizen, and I'm just, you know, if you're wondering what I'm doing, in between the breaks, I have my producers monitoring the phones, because now that I'm a private citizen, which I've been for a while, I just know the phone's going to ring, and they're going to say, we would like Kevin to come speak for $400,000 on Wall Street or anywhere, because I'll do it, except Zimbabwe, because I don't want those 400,000 Zimbabwe dollars. I'm talking U.S. currency, $400,000 to speak. Woohoo! Yeah, baby! So we have that, we've discussed it, and you know, and I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to continue to bring it up, because let me tell you, Barack Obama's going to eventually set records for how much money he gets paid to speak. I'm going to make you that bet. He's going to find out the most money that Bill Clinton ever made speaking. You know, the first black president, played saxophone, chased chubby fat girls, fat white girls. Oh yeah. So, I'm going to tell you, when he finds out that Bill Clinton made $1.5 million to speak at blankety blank 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 or whatever, then Barack Obama's going to say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll be happy to do it, but you're going to have to give me a little bit more money than Bill. So he's going to speak for $1.5 million and a dollar. And that's going to be an important dollar. It's that, like that trading places dollar. You remember when Randolph and Mortimer bet that they could switch places between Winthorpe and William? And, you know, the bet came through and they said, $1? That's what it's going to be. That one important dollar. Have you ever had a symbolic dollar in your life? Oh, yes, you have, because most of you are business people. And you know what you did? You took that first dollar you made and you framed it. You said, that's my first dollar right there. That first dollar make you holler, right? Because you know, I've entered the world of capitalism. I'm no longer a slave, if you will, to the system. I no longer have to believe that government is going to take care of me. Go pay all my bills. No, you now are part of the system. You now. And if think about it this way, you become a capitalist, the first thing you do is you double the amount of money that you put into the Social Security system and Medicare and Medicaid, because you are an employer. Your reward for being an employer is a tax of 7.65%. Welcome to the party. Yeah. And then if you get employees, well, you become a big shot. And now your reward is you must give them health care and entitlements and all other kinds of stuff. You got to take care of their pets. I need a pet sitter when I travel, Kevin. I need, a Guatemalan midget who will take care of my plants. Whatever it is, you get the reward of providing that for your employees. FMLA, if they want to get pregnant or they go crazy smoking dope or whatever, you get to do it. And, oh, by the way, you get to match the funds to their Social Security programs because, hey, you're now part of the corporate system. You're an elitist. Yeah, so what? You're not making any money and you're losing sleep because you can't make payroll and you're losing your hair and you got the mange. That doesn't matter to them. Take your problems to Russia. This is America where you're supposed to give people an opportunity. That's what you do. Speaking of entitlements, Obamacare is on the block, and you know they've now dismantled it, and they're putting it together. And I think this thing looks like a camel. You know, they said, the government built a camel. God made the horse, the thoroughbred, but the devil made the camel, or no, government made the camel, right? Because there's no logical reason for this animal outside of but there's a logical reason for it. But you know what I'm saying? This camel's not exactly a beautiful animal, so. The point is, when you look at this monstrosity known as Obamacare, think camel. So we got Obamacare. It's got to be dismantled. We have to shoot the name, too. We have to shoot the name. You know, I know the Affordable Care Act, and I don't know what they're calling the new version or whatever, Paul Ryan or whoever's version. But we've got to kill the name. We cannot have Obama anywhere near health care. We can't have this, it's a revamped version of Obamacare, whatever. No, it has to be killed dead. It has to be known that this was a failure of the highest order. And because when Barack Obama touts all of his accomplishments, as I said, you go look at that section of his library, then because it's pretty small. But when he touts his accomplishments, that's the one. I gave health care to everybody. No, you didn't. Because technically it was Hillary's program before he ever had it. Truth be told, Barack Obama, he carjacked Hillary Clinton. And she was left there going with her cell phone, going, do I call the police? Who do I say took it from me? How do I describe the guy that just did this? Hello, 911. He was a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. He took my program, and then he renamed it, and it was just as big of a failure, but somehow people loved it. Why? Because he was, did I mention he's a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect? Yeah, that's why. So Obamacare is on the block, but they were tweeting before the decision was made about what was going to happen, and Congress did all their stuff, and I don't trust those guys anyway, but before the decision was made, they had a hashtag, Obamacare helped me, on Twitter. Obamacare helped me. Hashtag Obamacare helped me. Now, what was funny about this is I looked at the number, and at its peak, Obamacare helped me had just over 8,000 tweets. So this big legacy builder for Barack Obama that supposedly helped so many people. And look, I get it. There's everybody's not on Twitter. right? Black folks can't afford Twitter. How much does Twitter cost? Well, first of all, you got to have a computer. Black people can't get computers. Come on now, white folks. Y'all know this. So black folks can't get computers. And for those that have computers, they can't afford Twitter. What's a computer cost these days anyway? A couple hundred dollars? I ain't getting rid of my spinners. So you can't afford a computer. And if you happen to be one of the black folks living white privilege and you have a computer or a smartphone, well, then you can't afford Twitter. Why are you trying to sit on me? Oh, you're trying to tell me that Twitter is free. See, that's the ruse. That's the ruse. I know how these are my producers, a couple of you millennial white dudes telling me, Kevin, Twitter's free. Nothing is free. Okay? Nothing is free, man. Don't try this on me, especially live on air. Don't try to tell me that Twitter is free, because you know what they do? They get you in the small print. Did you just, like, accept the terms and conditions? I bet you did, didn't you? Yeah, because I know you did. And then you know what? You didn't read it. Mm-hmm. So I didn't either. But I'll tell you this. I know they're charging me some kind of way. Taking it, fractional pennies. They're taking it out of my account. How could Twitter be free? Anyway. People out there going, is this guy crazy? Okay, for those of you who don't know what this show is about, I'm very satirical, and I'm also what's called a smart behind. And that's what my grandmother would say when she didn't want to get this. When she was really mad at me, she said the other word. But if she was like, you get your smart behind out of here. Yeah, because I was that kid. The point is, look, 8,000 tweets, that's it? Oh, Obamacare saved me? Wow, we spent a lot of money for 8,000 tweets of saving people.
That awkward moment when you realize he's right.
Kevin Jackson will be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kind of old news, but this Obama payday thing, and it's going to come up because his speech isn't until September, but it's going to keep coming up. And the reason why I find it interesting is because the left don't really know what to say. They've been exposed. They've been exposed in so many other areas. I mean, look at the hypocrites across the board. They're all hypocrites. Hillary Clinton's a hypocrite. Nancy Pelosi, hypocrite. Susan Rice, hypocrite. All worth a fortune and haven't contributed a nickel's worth of value to the American economy. Nothing. Nothing. They don't employ a bunch of people. You know, I mean, I know the Clinton Foundation says it does, but it takes in a lot more money used to anyway when it was, you know, the extortion ring that it could get away with. But it took in billions, and what was left in the economy was a few million. It isn't like it's generating lots of stuff. You get a Trump property. Trump employs 22,500 people around the world. So you just do the math. Say the average salary is, I don't know, $50,000. Anybody want to do the math? And then ask yourself, now, what does Donald Trump take out of it? What does it leave into the economies of the world and so on and so forth? Not to mention the resorts themselves. You see, you've left something. It isn't like you've taken out the trash. No. People are going there consistently. They're taking advantage of the hotels and the casinos and the other things. They're generating income and, you know, serving the economy. The left does none of that. They don't even know how to do it. They really don't. And so when I consider that Barack Obama gives a $400,000 speech, I say to myself, to do what? What did he do? But what's funny about it is watching the left debate it. Because, as I said, they're in a quandary. So here's Bernie Sanders' take on it. And I promise you guys, we're going to be talking about this a little bit as it leads up to it. And I don't want to belabor it because I've spent some time on it over the past few days. But I think it's worth paying attention to.
President Obama is going to speak at an event here in New York, a Wall Street investment bank, for $400,000 fee. You were critical of Hillary Clinton for taking money like that. What do you say about President Obama making an even larger fee?
Look, President Obama is a friend of mine. I think he, as president, represented our country with integrity and intelligence. But I think at a time when people are so frustrated with the power of Wall Street and the big money interests, I think it is unfortunate that President Obama is doing this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Love to hear from you, especially on this issue, and let me tell you why. I love what Bernie Sanders says. Well, President Obama, he's a friend of mine, represented the country with integrity and intelligence, but he's a snake. He shouldn't have done it. Okay, where's the integrity? And where's the intelligence? Because you know what? He's already crushed the Democrats. And look, no sense in going over it, but he has destroyed this party. And now he's validating everything that we've said about him. Let me tell you something. You want to pay me $400,000 to give a speech? I'll take it. I'll take it with pride. I don't understand why you would do it, but I'll do it. I'll take it. Because you know what? I'm a full-fledged capitalist. You're not getting anything more from me, whether you pay me that or my going rate, which is significantly less, by the way. So it isn't like I can give you anything more. And even if I could, you wouldn't get anything more. So give me my $400,000. Because there's nobody on the planet, I can promise you, that's worth $400,000 to speak. Nobody. I don't care what you're worth. Kevin, he's worth Jeff Bezos is worth $70 billion. Bill Gates is worth $86 billion. And whatever you calculate it down to per minute or per hour of his worth, I'll tell you this. He ain't worth listening to for $400,000 an hour. He's not. There comes a point where, you know, Bill Gates doesn't get any smarter because this price of stock of Microsoft stock goes up. Microsoft stock went up $10 a share. Bill Gates is now worth $126 billion. Oh, he just got smarter. No, he's got a finite amount of things that he can do, and that's that. And quite frankly, I don't think he's doing that great. To have the kind of money that he has, he's not doing that great. Now, I am glad he's got this thing where he's trying to get people to give back. And if you watch the show called Billions, Henry Thomas plays Bill Gates in this giving back thing. And they should give back. They're making a ton of money. You know, you can't do anything with so many billions. You finally got to say, okay, enough is enough. I don't know how many kids he has, but Bill Gates could set up many, many people with the money that he has. He could drop down to $5 billion and be very comfortable. Why doesn't he do it now? Oh, he's trying, Kevin, but it's he's got so much that by the time he thinks about giving it away, the interest is there. Well, fine. Figure out a way. I guarantee you, I can help him. Here's what I'd say. Bill, write it all over to me. And then I'll go. I'll tell you what I'd do. Boy, let me tell you, the conservative movement would get a boost. I'd go out in these countries and start helping these with microloans and getting these people going. I would, oh, Lord, don't even give me that kind of coin. Maybe God will. Who knows? Don't count me out. But I love how Sanders says, he starts off by saying Obama's a friend of mine, represented the country with integrity and intelligence. Oh, but he's crooked to do this. Because he's exactly right. He is crooked to do it. You shouldn't be taking that kind of money. But what was more intriguing was how a panel on Bill Maher's stupid show debated it. And I want you to listen to these guys as they stumble over. Well, it was okay. I mean, you know, he's a capitalist now. He's no longer the president. And Bill Maher, he gets it. Because he's going, no, he could have been feathering his nest while he was president, and this is payback. Why? How can you let them get away with this? And he doesn't want to hold them to a standard, and one guy tries to, and the girls having none of it because they're all in the bag. But can you imagine him arguing with what you're about to hear for Donald Trump or Sarah Palin or somebody like that? Here it is.
Is it unseemly for former President Barack Obama to earn $400,000 for an upcoming speech to Wall Street? Yes, he's doing two speeches, each for $400,000, one to Cantor Fitzgerald.
God, I wish he had spent a month building houses for poor people with Jimmy Carter.
Well, he was a community organizer, right? I guess he figured he paid his dues with that. Personally, as long as he's not running for office again, I don't care how much money he makes. If people want to pay him that, the free market value, who cares? I don't have a problem with that. And I think that people, a lot of the people who are being righteously indignant about it are also people who make lots of money doing what they do. So I don't understand.
But wait a second. The current president is trying to undo all of his Wall Street regulations. And then he goes to Wall Street and takes $400,000. Isn't that what sort of cost Hillary the election? Are those horrible speeches she made to Wall Street and she didn't release the transcripts on it?
But the
difference is, are you in the pocket of Wall Street? She's running for office. He's not running for anything right now.
He's not going to. Yeah. Now, Michelle Obama might be a different
speech. No, she's not running.
For the most part, I don't have a problem. problem with it.
It kind of looks like when he's on our team, we're okay with it.
No, no, I don't feel that way.
Really?
I mean, if he were running for president, I would have, and in other words, if there was a time lapse and he had done those speeches, then I do have a problem with that, because then you get into the whole area of conflict of interest, which this administration is just one big ball
of
conflict of interest.
Right. Yeah, of course it is. But you could say that when a guy is president, he's looking ahead to that $400,000 payday, and he's not going to get it if while he's president, he's going to do something that's going to piss them off. So isn't the best thing to do, take your $10 million book deal. Can't you live on that?
Yeah, well.
Welcome back, everybody. So that's liberals trying to, you know, they're in a death spiral. Because there's no rationalization for Barack Obama to take this $400,000 for a speech. And by the way, that's, as she says, the fair market rate. Is that the fair market rate? That's what they're willing to pay him. Everybody willing to pay Barack Obama that money, they know he's got black book on him, and it's time to pay the piper. I got you what you wanted. And see, that's leftism in and of itself. Undoing Wall Street. He's supposed to be undoing Wall Street. And then Rob Reiner comes in and says, well, he's not in the pocket of Wall Street, really? So then Bill Maher says, well, what about him feathering his own nest, as I said earlier? If he were running for president, running for office, then I'd have a problem. No, you wouldn't. Everybody that sat up there, they're lying. They would not have had a problem. And then what was funny, they said, well, the present administration is one big ball of conflict. How so? Name it. Name any country. Oh, Russia. Really? What's happened to the discussion of Russia? Will somebody tell me? Holy mother of Vladimir. Can we find out what's going on in Russia? There's been nothing to discuss about it. Why? Because there was nothing there. But yet they still say, it's a big ball of conflict. They, on tax day, we're gonna go out and we're going to rally around taxes for Donald Trump. Why? Even after he released his taxes, because they need to keep the specter of things. They know the answer. There's no tie to Russia. There's no tax issue. And if Donald Trump took $400,000 to speak, they would say, look at him, he's a billionaire, he's doing it. Then even Bill Maher says, well, you know, he did make $10 million on a book deal. No, he didn't. He made $60 million on a book deal, not $10 million. Set records. And he's taking $400,000 to speak to Wall Street. On what? I think inquiring minds would like to know. See, leftists are liars. And what's good for them is not good for you.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS.
They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have to put some things in context. When you look at President Trump and the way pundits and the way people in the media talk about him, his candidacy, the people around him in the West Wing, his family, it's deplorable. And when you have that type of rhetoric and tone constantly beating at the drum every single day, 24/7, that is not helping America. And when you listen, I did not like probably 98 to 99% of the things that President Obama did. But I would never call him Obama, and I would never call him a moral midget or a needy little baby, even if I thought the two things were true about him. So as you sit here with your platform and attack the president with these horrible sayings about him personally, and then say, well, Mr. President or Trump, you are doing the same thing, you have to have some type of honesty about how you're talking about the president and how you are talking and how you want him to talk about other people. We owe this president a little bit more respect in how we talk about him, because there's a lot of Americans out there who are suffering and who want to believe in him. And when we belittle him and belittle everything about him and his family, his children, his staff, I'm not talking about you, but it's the tone that you set and other people that come on this network and do this. That's the problem. And that's why he attacked the media.
You respect the office, not the man.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a guy by the name of Paris Denard, and he was talking to Paul Begala. I call him the forehead. Paul looks like, if you ever saw the movie Megamind, he looks like the dude the cartoon character Megamind, who's got this big head. Anyway, Paul Begala, Clintonista, dyed-in-the-wool liberal, and Denard's exactly right. Look, now, in defense of Begala, I don't call, I've never called Barack Obama President Obama unless I was reading it or quoting somebody else. I just called him Obama. As far as I'm concerned, he wasn't my president. He was the man holding office. And if he did something right, I respected it. I don't, and quite frankly, had he continued to do things right, I would have gained more respect. I had no respect for Barack Obama coming into office. The way he did it, the nature of the man, as far as I'm concerned, and it's been validated as far as I'm concerned, he deserved no respect. But I will tell you this. If I didn't like Trump, and I'm not, I promise you, and the people that know me know this to be true, I don't care what ilk Trump is. Many people, he's a Democrat. I didn't care. What I didn't like about Trump was his style. And I will be honest with you, I still don't quite like his style. Okay, it's different than mine. But what I will tell you, and you've heard me say it, where this guy is correct, where he's doing things the right way, where he's living up to what he promised, I absolutely support him. I call him President Trump because he is acting presidential. There's no question about it. Now, as I said, if you were a leftist and you said, look, I just hate this guy, and then he holds a meeting. I mean, I'm going to use an example. He holds a meeting with the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities, brings in all these leaders, then says, look, we appreciate what you're doing. Your education of the black community, because there are a contingent of blacks who want to be immersed in blackness. So you continuing that is fine as far as I'm concerned. It's helping educate blacks. So I'm going to donate a lot more. I'm going to give a lot more money to you guys. He raised it 500% of what Barack Obama gave. Now, do you think Maxine Waters or any of the Congressional Black Circus has said, you know what, I may not like anything that he's done, but I like that. See, had Barack Obama done something like that, I would say, you know what? Good gesture. What did Barack Obama do? The very first thing he did in office, one of the very first things, he cut George Bush's voucher program in D.C. He took young black kids who could choose the schools that they wanted to go to, so they didn't have to go to these, you know, gang-infested, you know, cesspools, they call schools. These kids were choosing their own schools. Most people considered it a successful program. And Barack Obama said, well, it's got Bush's name on it, I'm done. So he cancels a program that was working because it had a white man's name on it. Or he wasn't for dismantling. He knew that program would be considered the litmus test for vouchers, and that's not what the left wants. The left wants people to stay in the school districts where they put you. Is it efficient? Of course it is. And if schools were performing, then I would say to you, why, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it's broke. So what do you expect him to do? So Bush has a program that shows, you know what, we can think outside the box. Now, here's Bush's problem. He didn't expand it. Had Bush expanded this program and not made it just one thing, they couldn't dismantle. It's like Barack Obama. If he had just tried Obamacare like they did in Massachusetts, where it's a failure too, he couldn't have done it. He had to spread the cancer to, you know, to the lymph system. So the body's going to die. But if Bush had said, you know what, we're going to do this program all over the country, we're going to have schools like this, black people would be screaming. You know, when I put my son in a better school here in St. Louis, you know, I had to get into this lottery system. I'm telling you, black folks were upset when they couldn't get certain schools. And it was a pleasure to see that there were people plugged in knowing that this magnet or this charter school was the one. And they're sitting there hoping, you know, that they win the lotto to get to that school. That's the way school should be. An underperforming school should be cut just like every other business. Business does it. Business goes, you aren't making the cut. Simple as that. Cut them. Cut the principal. Cut the administration. You tell that administration you have this job to do. Your focus is not on you and your pay. It is on the kids. And we're going to test these kids, and we're going to do it randomly. We're going to grade randomly. We're going to do it just like we supposedly do voting. It's out of your hands. You're not going to be able to change grades, change tests, nothing. It will be highly monitored. If they cared about it, they would make it, they would do it in such a way that the teachers couldn't cheat these kids out of educations like they do constantly in this country. They give them a test and say, take this test. Then you know the educators, and I use my finger quotes, they get those tests and they change the grades. Okay, everybody, let's get together. Let's look at the test scores. Okay, first one is everybody should have A, B, blah, 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 and they cheat. Atlanta had a big scandal around it, but it's pervasive. It's not even close. And I'll tell you something. Talk to these kids graduating. Go talk to the average senior graduating. Give them a book to read. Give them a pamphlet. Watch them read it. Well, Dave Dog said that he could get the ball a little later. I mean, they read like second graders. I think they said like the average intellect of a graduating senior is less than the eighth grade in this country. And they call this success. Donald Trump will look at the education system as a business. I hope he does. I mean, that's why we brought him in there. Look at it as a business. Look at the cost per pupil, Donald Trump, and explain to me how we have $400,000 or $500,000 tied up in one classroom and a teacher that makes $70,000, $100,000 with SG&A, you throw in paid for buildings because of TIF funds or bond initiatives or whatever. Where's the other $400,000 going? I'm just curious. So those are the questions that need to be answered. And Donald Trump is solving problems. So I gave the example of the HBCUs. And what about jobs? When you start naming companies, you know things are working. When you name Carrier, you name SoftBank, you name Alibaba, you name Ford, you name Chrysler, whatever, GM, you can put your finger on real jobs, IBM, U.S. Steel, Dow Chemical, and on and on. You can see the ripple effect. What is it that they don't like? But Elizabeth Warren says she doesn't sleep good at night knowing Donald Trump's out there.
There are an awful lot of people in this country who would like to see you run for president in a couple of years. Is that something that interests you?
Willie, what I'm worried about, no.
It doesn't interest you.
What I'm worried about right now, look, I'm in my Senate race. I'm up for re-election in 2018. I've got to run. I'm all in on that. But here's the deal, Willie. I'm worried about what Donald Trump is going to do between right now and the time I go to bed tonight. I'm worried about what he's going to do between the time I go to bed tonight and the time I wake up tomorrow morning. What will he do at 3 a.m. on Twitter? We have to be in this fight urgently right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to Kevin Jackson Show. I would say to Liz Warren, what are you worried about? What are you waiting for? What are you going to bring in 4 years? What have you done? What would Hillary Clinton have brought? You think we would get prosperity with their lame brain ideas? Donald Trump's bringing prosperity. What? Tell me what it is that scares you. Are you afraid that his foreign policy might actually work? Because I can tell you this, we're not in a safer nation under Barack Obama. The legacy of Barack Obama is a weaker United States. We are the pansies. We are the biggest pansies in the playground because of Barack Obama and his policies.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.